Thursday, December the 20th, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republicbroadcasting.net. Well, another interesting day on Wall Street. If anybody can figure out how Wall Street operates, kudos to you. Bear Stearns came out today. Analysts were expecting $1.32 for the fourth quarter. It came in losing about $6.90. I'll get the words out in a minute. Now, that was severely more of a loss than the experts had predicted. Now, you would think that a company giving that sort of fourth quarter results, the stock price would plunge. Well, following in the steps of J.P. Morgan yesterday, who announced a $9 billion shortfall, and its stock went up thanks to the Chinese government buying up a 10% stake in J.P. Morgan, well, Bear Stearns pulled the same kind of trick today. That, together with Oracle, yes, those little BlackBerries, caused the Dow to end the day up 38 points at 1,013. Ooh, Freudian slip there. 13,245. NASDAQ, thanks to Oracle, up almost 40 points at 2,640. S&P 500 up 7 at 1,460. There was a lot of other bad news out there, but the street didn't want to pay any attention to that bad news, and they just moved on to bigger and better things. I heard one analyst actually say about Bear Stearns today that, well, you know, it could have been worse. How it could have been worse absolutely beats me. The reason I'm not bringing you the metals quotes right now is, for some strange reason, even though we got the audio system working, for whatever strange reason, we're not getting any joy on the metal quotes. I will tell you from memory, which is always a dangerous thing to do, we had a reversal of fortunes in the metals complex today. We had gold moving up higher in the initial stages of trading this morning in light of the dollar. But by the close of business, gold was down a couple of bucks and silver was up a couple of pennies. Go figure that one. Well, we'll take a break, try and fix up our quote machine, and be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I have had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, you better hold on tight to your dreams. They may not be what you think they are. We've got our quotes up. Thank goodness for that. Something's actually working. Gold closed in New York City, down $2.60 to end the day at $7.99.20. Silver reversing the trend up 14 cents at $14.26. Platinum off $4 at $1,516. Palladium off $3 at $3.56. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $1.40 at $7.97.90. Silver off 4 cents at $14.22. No action in platinum or palladium. Crude oil closed up a penny at $91.07 the barrel, and the U.S. dollar weaker by 1 basis point at 77.76. Just a little heads up here. This is the time of the year when most major wholesalers, not all of them, but the people that we deal with, take this opportunity to take next week off and shut down their facilities, clear out old inventory, make way for new inventory that's coming in from the U.S. Mint, 08 Silver Eagles and Gold Eagles. So we will not be able to take orders on any American Gold and Silver Eagles as of tomorrow. And there's only one other problem. If you want to place an order for a Gold Eagle tomorrow, you have to order a minimum of 100 ounces. Well, look, it's just the way things are. Unfortunately, the suppliers have to hedge themselves in the marketplace, and for those of you familiar with hedging and how it works, the minimum contract they can hedge themselves with is 100-ounce gold contracts. So that's a reason for that. So if you are thinking of buying less than 100 ounces, unfortunately, we won't be able to help you until January the 2nd, when everybody comes back to work and we'll be able to take orders on 2008 Silver Eagles and Gold Eagles, and also we'll have the final figures, which is always exciting, as to what the Mint produced this year. So for those of you holding 07 Eagles, there may be a bonus in store for you come January the 2nd when we find out those figures. It's just how it happens at the end of the year. So we still have British Sovereigns and European Gold available. That is one supplier who does not take a Christmas vacation, but the main one that we deal with that deals in gold and silver eagles does take the week off, so bear that one in mind. You know, I often talk about similarities between my former home country of Rhodesia, subsequently South Africa, and what goes on in the United States of America. I have traveled many paths over my lifetime and long held belief systems have evolved over the years. As I've often mentioned, growing up as a kid in Rhodesia, I was indoctrinated by the education system that Cecil John Rhodes was this great philanthropist, adventurer, and all-around good guy. And hence we named our country after him because we liked him so much. It wasn't until many, many years later, almost 40 years later, when I started to peel back the layers of the onion that I found out what a mean SOB Cecil John Rhodes actually was. And that was a hard thing. It's kind of akin, I use this example often, of finding out that George Washington wasn't everything we were led to believe he was, that Thomas Jefferson wasn't the bastion for freedom that we thought he was. And you can imagine having to rethink long-held belief systems. It's tough to do. It is a reason why I'm also sympathetic to evangelicals who believe in the rapture. Because it's a long-held belief system. And for them to change that belief system is tough. I realize it. I went through it, so I understand what it's all about. My experiences in South Africa were interesting in that even though I had lost a country, I was taken in by another country. But even when I think back to it, even my time in South Africa, I never felt, I still don't, that I was a South African. I'm a Rhodesian. That's who I was. And I really never felt welcome because there was always the difference between the Afrikaner and the English. And fortunately for me, at a very early age, I had the opportunity to travel the world, not to seek greater enlightenment. I traveled the world in search of the endless summer, consumed by the movie of the same name. At the time, all I wanted to do was go surfing in exotic locations around the world and follow the sun. I spent a fair amount of time in Europe, traveled around Europe, didn't see any connection whatsoever with Europeans. My lineage goes back to Great Britain, my great-great-grandfather, before he joined the armada of British immigrants to southern Africa, hailed from London. I spent some time in London, not a lot of time, and I can remember thinking to myself, I have absolutely no relationship with these people. We have absolutely nothing in common. The only people that I actually felt some sort of kinship to was when I spent time in Ireland. I like the Irish are nice people. And at that time of my life, fortunately for me, I didn't speak about politics or religion. And obviously in Dublin, where I spent a large deal of time, it's predominantly Roman Catholic. And me being obviously at the time a confused Christian, born Church of England, Protestant, went to Catholic school, and so it's a funny thing when I talk about the fact that I'm actually a person without a country. All countries can give you citizenship, and they say that you're one of their own, but there's there's always that empty feeling that if I'm going to go back to my origins, where would I go? I don't have, as I said, I don't have any connection with people in Europe. I don't have any connection with people in London or England. And even though I've spent half my life in the United States of America, to be perfectly honest with you, I do not feel American. Although I warmly embrace the concepts on which this nation was founded and the principles behind the Declaration of Independence and obviously subsequently the Bill of Rights. And I'm often said that there will come a time when Americans will feel the same thing that I feel, because of obviously political events that happen around the world. A few years ago, and I did a whole story on this, the United Nations adopted a doctrine called the Right of Return of Indigenous Peoples, and it was passed unanimously. Well, I'm, although born first generation Rhodesian, I'm not an indigenous person to Rhodesia. The indigenous people of Rhodesia are the Matabele and the Shona. In South Africa, the indigenous people of the area are Zulus, not Khoisas, as is Thabo Mbeki, is a Khoisa. Jacob Zuma, who may or may not become the president of South Africa, is a true Zulu. Even though it's rather amazing to think that a man could become president of South Africa who was basically grew up with no formal education, I'm not even sure if he can read or write. But that's neither here nor there. He's an indigenous person to the area. The only indigenous people to this land we call America are the American Indian. A few years ago, when I was on another radio station in Colorado, I interviewed a guy by the name of Russell Means. He is a Lakota Sioux. And I was so impressed by this man that I actually went to see Custer's Last Stand. I actually took the journey. We'll have more when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back, my friends, on this Thursday, we are talking about a touchy subject here, and hopefully it gets you to think outside the box. I'm not sure what year I met Russell Means. I interviewed him on a radio program when I was on another network in Colorado. Could have been 92 or 93. And I was very impressed by him. His level and understanding of American history, his understanding of the writings of Burke, the understandings of freedom and liberty. He is, believe it or not, your atypical libertarian. As a matter of fact, in 1987, he ran for the Libertarian Party to run for president against George Bush. He was beaten in 1987 for that nomination by a gentleman by the name of Ron Paul. Russell Means, without question, changed my whole perception about the American Indian. just like many people, I'd grown up watching Roy Rogers and Cowboys and Crooks and all the rest of it, and you have a certain mindset about Indians, which was not dissimilar to the mindset I had about Zulus for many years. And it was because of meeting Russell Means that I started reading about various other prominent Indians in American history. And I came to realize that what history books had told us was a lie, and that there was amazing stories to be told on the American Indian side. So when I first became aware of this United Nations proposal of the right of return of indigenous peoples, I actually did a radio show on this very same theme, saying that there's going to come a time when Americans are going to face a very uncomfortable fact, and that you are not the indigenous peoples of this land, and that there will come a time when your right to remain will be challenged. And it's not a pleasant experience, I can assure you of this, to be in a position where you don't know where your home is, or where you don't know where your connection is, because I can guarantee you that 99% of third, fourth, fifth generation Americans who will travel back to their ancestral homelands will find absolutely no connection with the people there. Outside of, obviously, if you've got some Irish blood in you, you'll be happy to embrace the brethren on the Green Isle, because they're nice people. And I bring this all up because on Monday there was an event that took place that could have huge implications. Let me read you the report. Lakota Sioux Indian representatives declared sovereign nation status today in Washington, D.C., following Monday's withdrawal from all previously signed treaties with the United States government. The withdrawal, hand-delivered to Daniel Turner, Deputy Director of Public Liaison at the State Department, immediately and irrevocably ends all agreements between the Lakota Sioux Nation of Indians and the United States government as outlined in the 1951 and the 1868 treaties at Fort Laramie in Wyoming. This is a historic day for our Lakota people, declared Russell Means. United States colonial rule is at its end. Today is a historic day, and our forefathers speak through us. Our forefathers made the treaties in good faith with the knowledge of the Great Spirit, shared Gary Rowland from Wounded Knee. They never honored the treaties, and that's the reason why we are here today. We'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
To change. Well, it may change a lot sooner than most people anticipated. I want you to bear this in mind. There's been a growing world movement. Obviously, it started in Rhodesia, and the sympathy the West and the rest of the world gave Robert Mugabe was because of that concept of the indigenous people's right to return. It has been taking place in Australia for many years right now, where the Aborigines in Australia have been winning court battles for their right to take back the land that was taken from them by the British. It is one of the problems we face in Israel, because obviously the Israelis don't buy into this concept, because if they did, there wouldn't be an Israel, because the Palestinians would have the indigenous right of the indigenous people to return to the land that was formerly theirs. Now, if you think it can't happen in these continental United States, you're kidding yourself. And our friends to the north better take heed of this advice as well, because this is something that is happening. Now, it can go one of two ways, as everything can. I went and searched around the web today to see whether there were chat pages talking about the subject, and they were, and the responses were, well, shall we say, atypical. Most of the vitriol that was spewed out was, well, if they want to take back North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming, what do they think? We'll just surround them by our military force and bomb them into oblivion. Well, I can remember South Africans saying the same thing many years ago as well. What are the blacks going to do? They're going to uprise. We got the greatest military force in Africa. And yes, we have the bomb. Well, we know how that story turned out. And I can understand the angst when you start to tell a person that the land that they call theirs is actually not theirs. It does cause a certain amount of animus. In large part, I would say that the difference between what we have here and the situation in Africa was Africans tended to look to the communists for their support. And in order to get their support, they adopted a communist mentality. One thing I can tell you about Russell Means is he will no more adopt a communist philosophy than I will. This is a man that oozes the very philosophy that Ron Paul espouses on a regular basis. But things have changed. And how it's going to turn out, your guess is as good as mine. Back from this press release that was issued by Russell Means and Phyllis Young, who's head of the Woman of All Red Nations, and Dwayne Martin Sr. and Gary Rowland, leader, chief, Bigfoot Riders is what he belongs to, are all members of the 1973 Wounded Knee Takeover. And Phyllis Young says this: in order to stop the continuous taking of our resources, people, land, water, and children, we have no choice but to claim our own destiny. Property ownership in the five-state area of Lakota now takes center stage. Parts of North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Montana have been illegally homesteaded for years despite knowledge of Lakota as predecessor sovereign. Lakota representatives say if the United States does not enter into immediate diplomatic negotiations, liens will be filed on real estate transactions in the five-state region, clouding title over literally thousands of square miles of land and property. Phyllis Young went on to add, the actions of Lakota are not intended to embarrass the United States, but to simply save the lives of our people. Following Monday's withdrawal at the State Department, the four Lakota representatives have been meeting with foreign embassy officials in order to hasten official return to the family of nations. Lakota's efforts are gaining traction, as Bolivia, home to indigenous President Evo Morales, shared they are very, very interested in the Lakota case while Venezuela received the Lakota delegation with respect and solidarity. Our meetings have been fruitful, and we hope to work with these countries for better relations, explained Gary Rowland. As a nation, we have equal status within the national community. Education, energy, and justice now take top priority in emerging Lakota. Cultural immersion, education is crucial as the next step to protect our language, culture, and sovereignty, said Russell Means. Energy independence using solar, wind, geothermal, and sugar beets enables Lakota to protect our freedom and provide electricity and heating to our people. The Lakota reservations are among the most impoverished areas in North America. A shameful legacy of broken treaties and apartheid policies. I can't question that statement, because it is true. What Americans did to the Indians is no different to what the Boers did to the indigenous blacks in the area. You called them reservations, we called them Bantustans. In other words, we separated the blacks from the whites. No different, same policy, just a different country. But at the same time frame, understand when these treaties were signed in 1855, what was going on in Africa at the same time. You see, our histories are so intertwined. The Dutch, unlike the early American pilgrims who were escaping religious persecution in Europe, the Afrikaner was obviously also looking to escape from the bonds of the Dutch government. And they set out to find a new land. It's almost identical to American history. You had Indians, we had Africans. And the philosophy was exactly the same. No different. And in 1855 was when David Livingstone first laid eyes on Victoria Falls. There was no one there. There was absolutely no one there. So the similarities are, for me anyway, are spooky. As we said, the reservations are among the most impoverished areas in North America. And as I've told you many times, I've driven the length and breadth of America for many years, and I've traveled through Indian reservations. And I was always saddened when I drove through Indian reservations, because they are the pictures of an impoverished, once proud people. As a matter of fact, some of the Indian reservations, especially in Colorado, resemble a lot of areas in South Africa. They go on to add that Lakotas now have the highest death rate in the United States, and Lakota men have the lowest life expectancy of any nation on earth, excluding AIDS, at approximately 44 years of age. Lakota infant mortality rates is 5 times the United States average, and teen suicide rates 150% more than the national average. 97% of Lakota people live below the poverty line, and unemployment hovers at near 85%. After 150 years of colonial enforcement, when you back people into a corner, there's only one alternative, emphasized Dwayne Martin Sr. The only alternative is to bring freedom into its existence by taking it back to the love of freedom and to our life way. We are freedom-loving Lakota from the Sioux Indian Reservation of Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana, who have traveled to Washington, D.C. to withdraw from the constitutionally mandated treaties to become a free and independent country. We are alerting the family of nations We have now resumed our freedom and independence with the backing of natural, international, and United States law. In my opinion, this is a big deal. But everybody's giving it, I'm sure, giving it short shrift. But the winds are changing as we speak. And I bring this discussion up not for any other reason, but to get people to think outside of the box and look at this more realistically than just the rantings and ravings of a few lunatic fringe Indians who have gone off the reservation, as the saying goes. They have a legitimate 100% gripe. No ands, ifs, buts, or maybes about it. And they will have, without question, the support of many of today's so-called American enemies. Now, where this is ultimately going to end up, I have no idea. But once again, it will illustrate, obviously, the need to elect one certain person, Ron Paul, to be president of the United States, because in my humble opinion, this is not going to go away anytime soon. And the only candidate that is capable of dealing with this crisis is Ron Paul, because he understands Russell Means, as I'm sure Russell Means is a very good personal friend of Ron Paul's. And I'm sure they've had many discussions along these very same lines. It's unfortunate right now, as Ron Paul gets ready for his grand debut on NBC's Meet the Press with Tim Russert, that once again we are starting to see the old canard of smear politics raising its ugly head. And unfortunately, this time around, just so you understand, the attacks on Ron Paul are not coming from the left. These are not pseudo-communists. These are not your left-wing loons out there that are making unsubstantiated attacks on Ron Paul's character. It is coming from so-called conservatives. If you watch Fox News, and don't ask me why anybody watches Fox News, but unfortunately from time to time I do scan by there, and they've had a scroll running the whole time, all day. Well, as a matter of fact, it's widespread. It's on CNN, it's on Fox, and it's on CNBC. The scroll running, Ron Paul accepts $400 from a white supremacist and refuses to give it back. Now, you know that the illustrious Tim Russert on Sunday is not going to talk about Ron Paul's financial solution to America's crises. Tim Russert is going to deal with all the other fluff. He will be asking him about whether or not, Ron, are you a white supremacist? Why won't you give the money back? As Ron Paul stated, I can use the money to much better purposes than giving it back. He gave it to us, so, and what his beliefs are is neither here nor there. Tim Russert will attack him on many other areas, which, as I said, would have nothing to do with solving America's current crises. It will be a hit job in order to discredit Ron Paul, pure and simple. But yet, this is the only guy, in my humble opinion, that stands one iota of a chance of saving this nation from certain doom and destruction. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you I have lost two countries. I have seen it not once but twice. And I'm seeing it again for the third time. I saw the mistakes the Rhodesians made. I saw the mistakes the South Africans made. And right now, I'm watching America going down that same rat hole. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a stupid war on terror, which ultimately was the destruction of South Africa, ultimately the destruction of Rhodesia. Rhodesia is a different story. Unfortunately, Rhodesia was the victim of the first, it was the first country to fall victim to this thing that I refer to as cultural Marxism. And trust me, the cultural Marxists out there would like nothing more than to see the demise of the United States of America. They will, as they are very good at doing, divide people up into two groups. Well, history has a funny way of repeating itself. And in my lifetime, I got to see it three times. Amazing. We'll be back. Final say.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in an emergency situation. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line. Flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. And the bar's still open, but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd's getting thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage don't pay for a roof. Don't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself. Mr. CEO, see how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Thursday. Don't mean to end it on a downer. This is an interesting development, and I sent an email to Russell Means and asked him if he would like to come on the show. And you will be, and I'm obviously convinced of this. You'll be just as amazed by this man's intellect and understanding and concept of freedom as I was. I was blown away. Haven't spoken about this in a long time because it was parked in the recesses of my mind. Reading this story today brought it all back again. After meeting with Russell Means, as I said, I drove all the way to Wyoming to go and see Little Bighorn. Came back to Arizona, and I started reading books about Geronimo. And the thing that I realized was everything that I thought was a true reflection of history was a lie. And I guess this is the basic message of the show. It is something that obviously I have dealt with for many years as I've endeavored to peel back the layers of the onion to find the truth. And sometimes when you find the truth, it's not what you think it is. And it's very tough to deal with. And so with that, my friends, hope you have a great evening, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. Till then, bye.